From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Let's say you're in the car-making business and wanting to avoid tariffs. You can buy American, but how do you meet those American suppliers? Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports from a car maker matchmaking day.
Come on in, find your buyers, have a seat, and happy selling.
The ballrooms in Huntsville, Alabama's Von Braun Center aren't exactly romantic. There are the fluorescent lights, those gray conference room dividers, and with more than 180 sellers, it's pretty loud. But one thing it does have in common with actual dating are the jitters.
So how's the speed dating been going? Nerve-wracking?
Jack Grace is the director of sales for Landrum Workforce Management.
Because you get 5 minutes to either get it right or not get it right.
And yep, that's the way it goes. 5 minutes for sellers like Grace to pitch buyers like Honda and Volkswagen before it's on to the next date. The Southern Automotive Conference has been doing this matchmaking event for 13 years. The big idea here is to make networking easier. Yes, it's only 5 minutes, but Grace says that's way better than the typical conference experience, where you're trying to find a buyer and only end up pitching to another salesman.
You're both wasting each other's time. You know, they're selling your product to somebody who can't buy it. Having this environment where it's very distilled, albeit a little chaotic, is really interesting.
And one thing that's got everyone's interest this year are tariffs.
Oh, yeah. I have a ton of customers that are moving tools back from overseas.
Courtney Bowling is with the quality assurance company Stratosphere Quality.
I'm talking 3 and 4 and 5 machines that are bringing parts back from overseas to start manufacturing here in Alabama. It's more jobs for American workers, so I love that.
And the tariffs have the name brand car makers here looking more closely at these American suppliers. Marlena Melotin's here on the buyer side of the table, representing the joint Mazda-Toyota factory in Alabama.
We're looking for ways that we can maybe save money with tariffs being what they are now. So we're just open to whatever's out there.
Of course, those tariffs are motivating the buyers here through financial pain. Doug Drake is with Baxter Enterprises. The company provides tools and finished parts for automakers like Mercedes and BMW. And the cost of materials Drake gets from overseas are shooting up.
I'm seeing anywhere from 15 to 50%, depending on what it is.
15 to 50%? 50% is pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some on some of the metal clips and components. Yeah, it's 50%.
Now, Drake's not here just looking for the supplier with the lowest price. He wants to meet someone he'll actually want to work with.
I like to be able to shake hands with them, meet them face-to-face. I can get a feel generally for their personality.
Does personality matter in the manufacturing world?
It does to me.
Chris Miller.
Nice to meet
Pleasure to meet you.
Chris Miller is with Olympic Steel out of Georgia. He's making the speed dating rounds, trying to suss out if the buyers want the steel or some of the other materials he's got to sell. And if not, well, sometimes a 5-minute meeting is more like a 1-minute meeting.
Or under a 1-minute meeting. So it's kind of like, you kind of can get that feel pretty quick.
The thing is, for all the effort that goes into this event to make getting FaceTime easier and even with the tariff boost, breaking into a car company supply chain is just hard. It could take years for a supplier to get their parts onto an actual car.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.
About 2 hours into matchmaking, Miller is wrapping up, and he does get some FaceTime that lasts longer than a minute.
Hey, so last meeting, how did it go?
Went good.
Yeah?
Yeah, got a card, and that could be a potential good one.
And that's what Miller's looking for today. Not a deal or handshake agreement, but a business card, a contact, a chance for a follow-up and a longer second date. Because when it comes to changing up the supply chain, even the car world takes things slow. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.